We've had a good week of OTAs this week, and really have focused on some situations and situational football. We worked some of our short yardage, worked some of our goal line. We'll be working some of that tomorrow. The 4-minute situation, and then a backed up situation. So we've got good work on that. I've been pleased with the focus again with these guys. We've thrown a lot at them. That's been by design, that we've put a lot on their plates in teaching and throwing a lot at them and seeing how they apply it and are able to apply it out here on the field in the OTA setting. Obviously, we're finishing up with OTAs this week. Next week, we won't be installing anything new for the mini camp, so we'll just be working through the mini camp with the same things that we've done, give those guys a chance to go out and execute and play fast and be able to see how they can do that. And then obviously from the next step would be training camp, and that's where we get a chance to really work the physical part of football and the techniques and the fundamentals that we want to work on. So that's really where we're at. Again, I've been pleased with all, as looking at the OTAs as a whole, with the progress that we've been able to make. Looking forward to minicamp and really looking forward to when we can put the pads on in training camp. I guess on a side note, with Jim Brown, him being back with the organization, really excited about that. Had a chance and got a chance to get to know Jim when I was here before, and a fantastic person, and all the things that he's done for the Browns, for the community, and a lot of communities around the country. It says a lot about the type of person he is, and certainly I'm excited about him being back here and being with a part of the Browns. I'll take any questions.
How's Richardson doing? Is he coming along?
Good, coming along. Okay. Coming along. So we'll just wait and see till we get closer to minicamp next week and see what his participation level will be at that time.
Gotcha.
Again, we're being conservative with him.
Gotcha. Is there any concern, though? I mean, he's had a history of injuries. Is there any concern with that? I mean, it's a position where guys are going to get banged up and whatever.
I'm not concerned. Especially I think he's healthy. I know he's healthy from all the things from this past season, and this is just something that we're working through, and he'll be fine.
When you heard you played at a high level, when you heard that he played with two broken ribs last year, does that say a lot about him?
It does. I mean, you obviously have to be a tough guy, a real competitor, and that's the way I see him.
What have you seen out of a couple guys behind him? Materio and Obi are both out there with the ones it looked like.
It's been good that those guys have had a chance to be able to work with the first group, and Materio really is a different style than Trent. He's a good companion type guy to him. He's a slasher, really good vision. Again, it's hard to tell when right. You're in pads or when you're not in pads, and it's a very controlled tempo, more like an assignment period, what you're doing right now. But then Deion really has had a good, this last week has really stepped it up and done well catching the ball and doing some things in the passing game. And I think those guys are getting more comfortable with the offense.
Hey, Ted, this is about Ray Horton's defense, and we know it's an attacking defense. Is that a risk-reward type situation?
Well, there's always, football is a risk reward, anything you do. There's different styles, and there'll be different times where we'll do different philosophies and come with different game plans. So, the mentality from the beginning is attack, and whether that's pressure, whether that's, giving guys different looks, disguise, and whatever those things are, is that we don't want offenses to be comfortable about knowing that we're going to be in this every single time. So obviously anytime you're doing those things, there's some you're going to be susceptible, but I think that we're just going to pressure all the time.
Hey Chad, is North Turner always as feisty as he was out there today?
Norv is, for sure. I mean, that's the way Norv's been his whole coaching career, and he coaches guys hard, and that's the way we coach, and that's what I've been around, and that's the way we'll always coach. So I think guys respond to it, and the guys really appreciate that.
He doesn't yell at you like that anymore, does he?
He hasn't for a while.
Is that a good compliment to your demeanor in some ways, or do you? I mean, you mix it up pretty good too, but I mean, does he kind of play bad guy a little bit more than you do maybe?
Well, I think we both do that, and that's just the style, and I think that there's a place. And what you're always looking for is what is the best way to get your guys to respond, and sometimes that's going over and putting your arm around them. Sometimes that's, you know, talking to them sternly. Sometimes that's yelling, and you know, that's all part of coaching and trying to find, you know, what the best way is to motivate certain guys and what the, you know, what the situation dictates as well.
Hey, Chad, back to Trent for 1 second. Yep. Do you expect him to sit out next week then as well, precautionary?
We'll wait and see. Okay. We'll wait and see. We're going to be cautious about it, but we'll see early next week.
Chad, we've seen a little bit of a rotation at the guard position, but Greco seems to be in there pretty constantly. He's been pegged as a journeyman most of his career, but do you guys think he's a solid starter in this league?
John's done a nice job out here. Again, that really is going to play itself out when we get into pads in camp. It's really tough to evaluate anybody along the line on either side right now with what's going on. But, you know, John is a solid guy. He really stepped up last year and played well in the games that he came in and started.
Hey, Chud, why did you guys target Chris Owens in free agency? What did you like about him that made you do that? And what's your vision for him and how it fit in with the young secondary?
Yeah, I mean, Chris is a guy that I was familiar with being in Carolina, and he was in Atlanta. Got really good feet and mirror skills and coverage skills. And, you know, he was a guy that we wanted to bring in to put in the mix with our corners and get a chance to compete. And I tell you, in this league, you need corners. You need to have good corners. And Chris has been doing a nice job out there.
Devon Bess, you know, what mm-hmm. has he been what you've envisioned so far?
Devon's been great. He's instantly brought leadership in a young room. He knows what it takes to be a pro and to be successful, and he's helped the younger guys along in a lot of ways. I mean, I see him just talking to them, whether it's in the cafeteria or talking to them out here and showing guys the right way to do things. And obviously he's proven what he can do on the field, and he's shown a lot of that out here that you can see.
Hayden's a pretty good player by now. Do you like, as the offense, get the offense to go after him this time of year? Is that help your guys?
It's good. It's good that everybody gets tested in terms of what they're knowing, and then on the field gets tested as well, and that they don't get comfortable. And I was joking around with Joe. I said, I heard Norv talking. He was going to come after you today. So, you know, and that's good. Those guys get excited about that and have fun with it. He's doing good. He's doing good. And you know, this time of year, there's no press coverage and some of those things. There's no real pass rush. So, you know, it's all a little bit different once you get the pads on and you get into real football.
A couple more questions, Chad.
Yeah. I am. I know they are too.
Do you feel comfortable with what you have right now, personnel-wise, in the secondary? If you went into training camp into the season with the guys that you have?
Yeah, I feel comfortable. Just getting more familiar with them out here. I think they're a competitive group. They're an eager group. They have, you know, there's guys there that have ability. And it's just a matter of, you know, really honing in on techniques. And you know, those are the guys that are our guys. And I feel good about them.
Chad, what's your comfort level for where the guys are picking up the new offensive system? Your comfort level, I mean, we see, you know, Norv will tell them to realign on certain plays or rehuddle or that kind of thing. Where are they and how happy are you with how they picked it up so far?
Yeah, you know, like I've said, we're throwing a lot at them and really purposely making it a fast tempo, a tempo that they have to think and don't have a lot of time to think. So I think you saw that today with some of the things we had the play clock on, and we really wanted to press them and, you know, have some long calls and some, you know, things that they'd have to be able to get up there and do quickly. So, you know, right now is the time where you throw a lot at them to really find out what they can handle and how much we can do and what certain guys can do. And then, you know, we'll pare it down as we go on and really focus in on a game plan week where you're really zeroed in on the things you're doing. But for right now, I think they've done a great job in terms of the effort that they're putting into it, you know, outside of the building. Obviously, these guys are studying and doing things well.
Hey, Chad, when you define the type of fullback that you want in your system, does Owen Risik fit that?
Yeah, I've never really had a true definition of what that guy has been. Just because it's been so different in the course of, you know, the different places that I've been. And I think that what you do is you find what that guy can do well and what those guys can do well, and then you adjust a little bit to what those, you know, to what they can do. And so whether it's a true fullback that's a hammer-type fullback blocking guy, or if it's a guy who's more of a finesse pass receiver, or a guy that's been a tailback before and a runner, we've kind of had all those guys. So, you know, we'll be flexible with what they can do. And what we really need to assess is once we get the pads on is what different guys can do in pads.